You are about to embark on a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work.
Pure energy.
Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together, they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, 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 everybody. How are you doing? How was your week? How's everything going out there in the ether? I hope you've had a fantastic week, and I hope that you have had some time to be out there in the beautiful weather. If you are on, you know, the, what do you call it here, the Western Hemisphere and whatnot, some of us hibernators have come out, such as myself, and it feels oh so good. Get yourself out there. And now they call it, I forget what they call it now, like grounding or grassing or whatever, but we've known this for a long time about just taking your shoes off and walking in the grass. Oh my God, I did that earlier today, and oh my God, my feet felt the tickle and the cold of the grass, and I was in absolute heaven. And, you know, it's simple things like that that we can do every day, weather permitting, that really help us to stay grounded, to stay focused, to kind of, you know, let some of that come out of us. And I suppose we can give you a quick little thing, and that is, when you do have a lot of tension going on, you can just let it fall down your body, you know, almost like liquid. Let it come all the way down and let it fall into the ground, into the grass. And you can picture like this beautiful white ball, which is in the center of the earth, and it's liquid. And she absorbs so much of that. Let it go all the way into that white ball in the center of the earth. And thank her, though. Don't forget to thank her and also give her thing back. Later in the show, we're going to go on a short journey. And so this is kind of fitting to it. We're going to be talking a little more about giving back to the earth by just kind of emitting love to it as we walk on the ground. So in this exercise that I just mentioned with sending your tensions and your thoughts out into the ground and into that beautiful sphere of white, when you're done with that, thank her by whatever color love you see, you know, what color is love for you? Is it pink? Is it green? Is it white? Is it gold? You know, but send it on down after that. Send it to the earth and say thank you, you know, for holding your stress, for taking it, for absorbing it, you know? I mean, I think that's what I see a lot of times when people are doing energy work or healing or whatever. One thing that in my beliefs only, I feel that sometimes people miss is the asking of permission and the gratitude and the giving back to Mother Earth when we are taking. You know, we always open our journeys and ceremonies and shamanism with calling on the four elements and so on, but how important is it to also give back to them? You see, it's kind of a society now where we're like, oh, I'll take some of that, and I'll take some of that, and I'll take some of this, and where are we giving? And so I don't know. I kind of, if you've heard me before, I sort of channel when I'm on the air or on my YouTube channel. And I also do that while I'm working with people one-on-one, which, by the way, you are welcome to call in. I do see the phones really full right now, and I appreciate that. I will try to get to as many of you as possible. But if you're on the fence and if you'd like to call in, the phone number to call is 516-666-9920. No, I did not choose that number. When I first signed up to Blog Talk, they gave me that 666, and I just laughed and laughed because, of course, as a healer, there are some faiths that might find it a little wrong or whatever their systems are in their brain. And I said, well, thank you for the challenge here of having a phone number with 666. But I want to mention that in other beliefs, 666 actually asks us to stop looking at the negative so much. And so I thought that that was a very healing number and pretty darn challenging for these times and for what I do out here in public. A little bit about me as I'm talking and talking. My name is Jenny Satori Davis. Satori is my spiritual name. One of the shamans that I worked with many, many years ago, I had gone by that name. And I was studying Buddhism at the time. And he said to me, Jenny, you need to keep that name always. So I have kept it, and no matter what I did, I have kept the name Satori. So you will hear me talk about being Jenny Satori or Jenny Satori Davis, and that's how that began. So yeah, I am a shamanic practitioner, an energy healer, and intuitive. I mean, I don't necessarily love labels, but it's kind of like, okay, you have to tell people what you do and whatnot. And I think the most common question is, are you a shaman? And I thought I would include my beliefs on that. And that is that in studying with some wonderful shamans, I've studied with four in total, Hawaiian shamanism, Master Tatankananda, Native American shamanism, Shaman John Coughlin. And then I also studied with the wonderful Sandra Ingerman, and also Renee Baraboo, who is the practical shaman. And they all gave, oh my gosh, through every step of my life, I found my teacher. You know, it's almost like in life, we all kind of progress and I hate to say level up, but in a sense, you know, and I meet my teachers, and all of them are wonderful in their own right, you know, but, when it comes to the word shaman, I find it to be a very sacred thing. It's not something that not a word that I use lightly. And I think it could take many lifetimes to be a shaman. As a shamanic practitioner, I take on the ideas and traditions of a shaman. But I don't want to take that name. With that being said, yes, I've been approached by a few of my teachers to begin with to say, you're a shaman. And I have not at the moment taken that title. And I think that only when my helping spirits agree is when I would make that transition, if I ever, ever do. So I hope that explains to you that point of view and where I'm coming from, and then a little bit about my energy work and what some of you are waiting on the line to experience if you have never heard me before or have seen any of my work on YouTube. I will ask questions. I am not a medical intuitive per se. It's really important that we get to the core of exactly what you need. So when I pick you up, I'm going to ask you what you feel you need. And the universe is listening, you know, and it's so important to be specific. So from there, we will have silence. I have tried to play like music so we can fill out, you know, the the quietness on the, you know, radio silence on the radio. But I find that to be distracting for all of us, actually. So we're just going to have radio silence when that begins. All right. So as you know, like I said, we will go on. The journey is about 6-7 minutes, not very long. And we will do that a little bit later in the show. I will come back to the phone lines and get every one of you. But for now, we're going to take our first music break, and I will be right back with you in about 3 minutes.
I've forgotten how the front part goes. Go on.
One, two, three, four. Sorry. Count it up, Ringo.
One, two, three, four.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away, kill off the hours. You belong somewhere you feel free. Run away, find you a lover. Go away somewhere all bright and new. I have seen no other who compares with you. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. You belong with your love on your arm. You belong somewhere.
Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I thank you so much for being here. I started this show like a month ago, and I had no idea what it would entail or how it would pan out, but it's made me so very happy. And I do get, I've gotten some wonderful feedback, and it I don't do anything to get accolades. I'm not doing this for any other reason except to kind of demonstrate what the beautiful universal energy can do out there. Yes, there are real healers out there. There's real shamans, and there's so much to be had, you know, by kind of delving into the unseen worlds and the unknown. But sometimes when you get feedback, it just kind of gives you that nod, you know, that aha, thank you, you know, and it really means a lot to me when I get those messages. So thank you. And then some of you are walking to the park to listen to my show, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. Like, I want people to, you know, start utilizing all the free things we have out there, like just Mother Earth. Hello? You know, she's out there for us to unwind. We don't need to play video games or watch TV. We can, like, we have like this free playground outside, you know? I don't know. So, yeah, I do have a journey planned today. It's a shamanic journey, and we've been on them before if you've listened to me before on this show, and perhaps on YouTube. If you subscribe to me, you would see a few journeys there. But in case you're not sure about it, I always tell people to think meditation, because I don't want people to be intimidated. You don't need to be on, you know, take peyote or ayahuasca or anything, but we can do unbelievably great work during shamanic journeys. And, you know, I guess the difference is in shamanism, when we do journeys, we want to be active in it. We want to sing, or we want to dance, or play an instrument. My favorite is the tambourine, you know, but a lot of times when I do these, I do the rattles or the drums or both, and it's really pretty fun. And the point is, when we're in action, and even if you're clapping your hands or stomping your feet during this, we create an energy, you know, and that's the coolness about it. So today's journey, we're going to get a message for ourselves. It's so important to realize that we're all made to self-heal. And in my opinion, we are also made to heal each other. You know, it's there is a bit of a stigma sometimes, even in the spiritual community, about those who heal, and that it kind of goes like, well, you shouldn't interfere, and they should be ill, or they should be in pain. And honey, I just don't subscribe to that. I don't believe anybody should be in pain. And I happen to think that we're all meant to heal each other. And we do by creating music, creating art, even psychic readings and mediumship. There's such a healing element to so much that we do. But then sometimes when people hear about a healer, they say, oh, that's wrong. And I'm like, I don't know about that, my friend. You know, that's a little bit interesting. It's almost like, well, if they don't do it and I do, then it's wrong. And everybody comes from different walks of life, but I thought I'd put that out there as kind of a food for thought, like, why is everything else not an interference, you know what I mean? And then healing is. Ah, interesting. Anyway, I digress. As we want to go on this journey to heal thyself, we find that we can do amazing work with journeys, and this journey is all about a specific amazing message that you can get on your own during this journey. This journey is not very long. It's about, 6 minutes or so. So if you have any instruments, if you have a rattle or a drum, grab that, you know, in preparation while we kind of go on this awesome thing. And I hope you like it. I'm going to be back with you after the journey, and I will get to the phone lines right after that. Here we go, guys. Let's all go on a journey together today. It doesn't matter the time of day, or if you're listening to this live or later. The universe knows no time, and we will all be together during this journey for a specific personal message to ourselves, to find peace and wholeness within us without having to look without, just reaching into the unseen world and asking our helping spirits to guide us and show us the true thing, the one thing that we need to know right now. to help us begin to heal or heal completely. In our mind's eye, we get up from our bodies and we go towards the nearest door in our home. As we start walking out of our home, we think of the color of love. What color is love to you? And we start to emit that into the ground as a thank you and as an honoring to honor the earth and all she has done for us. We realize that the four elements that we call upon during our journeys are the true part of life, all life on earth. And we grab that gratitude, we grab that love and appreciation, and we emit it into the ground as we walk. We come to a door, and we see that the door is specially designed for us. It's a door to the unseen world, a world that, even though it's labeled as non-reality, it exists, and we only need to open the door to see it. So with gratitude again in our hearts, we open the door, and we see a beautiful, glowing path with large flowers, tall birch trees aglow, reaching for the sky, and that beautiful sun who's welcoming you and shining its rays to you in full support for your journey today. And we nod and say hello, as everything's alive here. The trees, the rocks, the flowers, everything's alive, and we feel more alive for knowing that. So as we continue to walk, we see an opening where there's a beach now. And we walk onto that beach and we see this lovely blue ocean. We walk towards the ocean and we start to see how vast it is and how the sky and the ocean seem to meet one another. Where does that go to? Where is that? That line between the ocean and sky. And we focus our attention there. And it is there that we ask all of our helping spirits and our higher self, what do we need to know to become whole again? What do we need to know to heal and to heal completely? We take deep breaths and we wait to see what the ocean has brought forward to us onto the shore. Some of you will see a bottle. Some of you will just see items that have significance to your healing. If you do see a bottle, you'll pick that bottle up and open it. There is a message inside there. What does the message say? Is it your handwriting? Is it someone else's you recognize? Keep that message. Put it into your pocket. If it's an item of significance, call upon your heart and ask if this item needs to be transmuted into love. Is this item symbolizing something that has hurt your spirit or your heart? Ask the sun to transmute that item into love if you need to. If it's something that's of beauty, put that in your pocket as well and thank it. Thank the sun, thank the ocean, thank the sky, for they have given us something very, very, very crucial, something sacred that we shall cherish and grow with. As we turn around, we do see our path in the distance and we walk towards it. We feel the beautiful sun still guiding us, and we reach the path rather quickly, back to the beautiful, alive path with the flowers and the trees and the rocks. And we thank them for being such amazing guides for us. And with gratitude, we send the love down to them and to Mother Earth. And we reach our beautiful ornate door just for us. And we go back in front of our homes after we close the door behind us. And we reach our home's door. And there we open it with new knowledge, new gratitude, and new love. And we walk towards our bodies and gently get into them and start wiggling our hands and feet, our fingers and toes, breathing deeply now, opening our eyes with renewed faith for our lives. Thank you, Great Mother, for providing such vital elements for us to work with. Our journey is done.
Beauty of the fire.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I thank you for being here this evening. It is now time for Free Energy Healings, and if you just came in, you might have to rewind to hear about it, but what you do is you call in and you let me know what it is that ails you. Are you in pain physically or emotionally? What can I do for you is my question. And I may ask more questions afterwards, and we will try to get to the bottom of it. And we work from the universal energy here, along with my helping spirits and yours. Okay, but I want you to remember that all bodies are wired to self-heal. The minute you cut your hand, your body's going to work right away. So it isn't necessarily a magic thing, but it is a sacred thing. And so, of course, with all respect, we'll go to the phone line now. I do this little thing where I tell people to smell the roses and blow out the candles, and that just clears the energy for us to begin our work. So I have a ton of callers hanging, and I am so grateful for that, but I am also a little perplexed. I'm like, I don't know how I don't think I'll be able to fit everybody in, so we're going to have to go with spirit here all the way. All right, but I will try to get to as many of you as possible. So my first call that jumps out to me is area code 650. So what we're going to do is smell the roses and blow out the candles, because I'm coming to you, area code 650. If I can work this thingamabob, 650,
hi.
You're live.
Hi,
hi there.
Jenny. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, my name is Carla.
Absolute Carla. Thanks for calling in. What can I do for you tonight?
First time hearing you, and I'm really enjoying what you have to say. I would just love like an energy balancing, energy clearing, just to get everything in balance, my chakras, and I would love a focus on the third eye to help just clear that and to be able to see and become more intuitive.
Well, Carla, what would you say are symptoms of you feeling that you're not in balance? Let's start there.
Sometimes I think it's focus and memory is not as sharp as it can be.
Okay.
And, of course, there's stress every now and then. Worry
and fear. Do you
think
it's from yourself?
From time to time.
Okay, sorry. Yep, I got that. So
no worries.
You think it's coming from you or others, or is it a combination? How would you describe? Is it just a lot of energy condensed from yourself, or is it more from others? How would you describe that?
Obviously, we're affected by our environment, but how we, I guess, receive it. And so I would say it's more. I think it's more me. I think it's more me in the way I'm absorbing it and allowing it to affect me.
I'm impressed with you by just saying that, actually, because most people would blame it on others right away, wouldn't they? Good for you.
I'm trying. I've been on the spiritual path, for many years, but, you know, not quite there. It's a journey, and I would love your assistance. And just like I said, just clearing out what needs to be cleared away and just restoring the balance and opening up that third eye and just, you know. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. I always want to be as specific as possible because, the universe is listening. So so you haven't heard me before, so I'll just say that when I start, there'll be radio silence, and I can't help that, you know, but so
right.
I can, if you want to get comfortable, I always recommend that you close your eyes. It's a better experience, you know, but let me see what I can do for you if you're ready.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
All righty. All righty. Carla, how are you feeling? Excellent. I noticed one of your energy bodies seemed to take to it more than the other, and that was the emotional. But otherwise, you looked pretty amazing, actually. But I gave you some of that universal energy, and I sure hope it helps you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You as well. Thank you.
Yeah, so we will go to our next caller. Okay, get ready. I think I'm drawn to, let's see, area code 631. So we smell the roses. And we blow out the candle, area code 631.
It's best to let everything out before you say I do.
Okay. Area code 631.
Hello? Hello?
Hi there. Yes, hi.
Hi, this is
You're
Suzanne.
Live.
Yes, this is
hi,
Suzanne.
Suzanne. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good. I don't know how this works. Do you have to ask a question or what do you?
Okay, well, I'm giving free energy healings, not readings. So,
okay.
Is that Yeah, okay. Oh, we must have lost her. That's so bad. Well, you know, I think that things are all in due time and all in divine timing. The universe makes no mistakes. So I'm going to go for, it looks like it might be a Skype caller. So, you know, I'm taking a chance here, but I'm going to go with it. So smell the roses, blow out the candles, get ready, Skype caller. I think you're a Skype caller.
Yes. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
what can I do for you tonight? Sure.
Can you do a Pacific reading?
No. Nope. Anyway, I think what I'm going to do, oh my goodness, I have a lot of calls holding, but we're going to reconvene in a moment because I want to clear the energy, okay? Let's clear the energy right quick because I'm not feeling it.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Your typical city involved in
Appreciate those who are holding. I think that I am going to have to do some pretty good screening or something with all these calls and all the confusion and so on, but I'm going to go for it now. We're going to go and pick up area code 504, so get ready and get near your phone, area code 504, clicky-click, you're live.
Hi, thank you.
You bet. How are you doing tonight?
I'm not feeling great. That's why I wanted to call in for the energy healing.
Excellent. So when you say you're not feeling great, how are you feeling? What's going on, my friend?
I have my glands kind of swollen, but I am worried and I have anxiety and I constantly feel attacked.
Oh, gosh, that's awful. I'm sorry to hear that. So I don't know if you've ever heard me work before. Basically, it's just pretty much silence, and you get to just chill out and perhaps close your eyes. It's a better experience, but I'd be really happy to try and help you tonight.
I appreciate that so much. It sounds awesome.
Yep. All right. So just kind of sit back, and I'm going to start now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Usually they just kind of tell me when I think I should stop. So how are you feeling now?
Good. I feel, like, tingly around the legs.
Good. Good. That means you're sensitive to energy, I guess. Some people feel it, and some people don't. How is your throat feeling?
It feels okay.
Good.
Not as irritated.
You're what? Not as irritated?
Not as irritated.
That's good. Yeah, that's excellent. That's excellent. I mean, sometimes for it to be in full effect, it might take a little longer. There's some delayed reactions and stuff going on, especially with something swollen. I don't think that would happen in a matter of minutes, but I know that if you've gotten some relief, that's good. I'm hoping that you'll get a little bit more as time goes on. But I guess I could. Is there anything else I can help you with? I know that I tried to work on a little bit with the anxiety. How are you feeling on that front?
I feel relaxed. I just feel like the other shoe is going to fall. Like, I know this is going to sound weird, but I have, like, people that you call haters at work and, you know, different places I do. And I'm sensitive, so I don't like feeling, you know, their feelings towards me.
Right. And that's very interesting. Because I think that, you know, thoughts are energy, and people who are sensitive to energy feel it very deeply sometimes. And, you know, in shamanism, an emotion such as jealousy is like a dagger. It absolutely is. It's really important to realize what they're directing out there. You know, it's horrible. You know, and I'm sorry that you're the target for that or you're feeling that way, you know. But you can definitely do some things to prevent that. I know in the beginning of the show I was talking about how we can just kind of walk on the earth, let the earth absorb some of that, you know. But Yeah, it does kind of come down to, because I can work on that, but you see, when there's external things going on, it comes back. So this is where we really need to do our own self-maintenance, you know, where you need to find an outlet that works for you, you know, whether it's dancing or singing out loud, like whatever it is, to try and release that away from your body. I think if you found something like that that you can do, that will reduce many, many things in addition to, you know, feeling like that other shoe is going to drop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, it sounds so, like, trite and simple, but these things have, you know, these are tools that people have used for centuries, and they really do work if we apply it that way. So, you know, I really hope that helps you.
It does. Thank you so much.
Good. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. And I'm here every Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. I'd love to hear your feedback. How are you doing? Okay?
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Full moon, you know?
Have a great night. Yeah,
okay.
I know. I can feel I'm strapping myself to the chair. I am trying to stay grounded with that. But anyway, that was a lovely caller. I think I have time for perhaps one more. I'm like, oh, we've had a few interesting calls, so I'm like, all right, Spirit, don't screw me up here. I'll go to this one. Let's see. Area code 360, smell the roses, blow out the candles. I'm going to come to you now.
Hello.
360, you're live. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. Well, I'm not feeling that great about my life right now. I'm kind of like feeling. It's like I had to go through these really bad living situations. Like it was really bad. I'm stuck in this little studio, and I don't like it. Like, it's really small, and I just feel like I'm removed from nature, and I lost my car, so I don't have a car, and I'm feeling like I'm old now. I'm like 61, and I have cancer on my only kidney, and I'm like, what is there left for in life for me, you know? That's how I'm feeling.
Oh, honey.
And it's really an awful feeling. It's like I went and volunteered my time, you know, to just have something to do. It's like I don't know what to do with my life. I don't have anything to work for or nothing to gain. You know, like I feel like I'll never have a home.
If you don't mind me asking, what happened? What has brought you to this point in time? Is there one thing that led you there?
Well, it was a buildup of different things, but the worst things were the slumlords I rented from, especially the last lady I rented from. She just annihilated me. I would have been homeless if I wouldn't have got help. Like, it was a dump, and she blamed me for all the stuff that was, like, she used me, blamed me for all the stuff that was wrong with the place so she could get it paid for free. And she just wanted to destroy me. I don't know if you can feel that, but she just thought, ruined me. And then I had to take this little studio that I just hate. Like, I hate living here.
Right. Okay.
I hate the feeling of...
No, keep going. It's, you know, words are so powerful, and it's so important to speak them and let them out. You know, it's really, really important to do that.
I just feel like, you know, my life is basically over with. Like, I'll never have a hope.
Oh. Well,
it's hard to just drive down the street with my friends in their cars, you know, and I'm looking at the homes and stuff. It's like, I see homes, and it just kills me, you know. It's like, I'll never have a home. I'll never have a decent place to live.
Do you see that that might be just a thought and not a fact, though?
It's a possibility, but it seems pretty slim.
Right. And that's anxiety talking, though, because you're somewhere you don't want to be, and you feel broken and you feel hopeless, but you're this is not fact. These are just thoughts, you know, and when we can differentiate between the two, it could make things a little bit better, hon. So what I'm going to do, though, is I would like to send you some energy. and I apologize because I have some trolls in my chat room, so I'm going to have to tend to that for a second first. Yeah.
Okay. That's too bad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm glad
so,
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't see it.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, it's hard enough.
That's a shame. All right, hon. So I don't know if you've heard me do work before. I just do this in complete silence. So I'd like you to get comfortable and close your eyes, and I will start working on you as soon as you get comfortable.
Okay, I think I'm comfortable.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start now.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. I still have a little work for you, honey. But my show is going to go off the air as far as the listeners. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been here. If you want to listen to the rest of the show, you could call in at 516-666-9920. Otherwise, I will see you next Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. All right. Let's check in on you, though. How are you feeling?
Okay. Calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Have you felt, are you feeling some release there, hon?
A tiny bit.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty good.
Well, let me continue.
It's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah. No, I understand. All right. Let me continue for a minute and then, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. I did get a message for you, and that is that you want to do some action and meet the universe halfway. And what I mean by that is I'd like you to pack a bag with intention of moving out of there. I think that part of your problem is, like you said, where you live. So in order to move from that situation, you do have to take some action yourself. And even the smallest of things can really make a difference. So pack a bag and get ready. You know, I do feel like you can come out of this and you can find another place to live, but you do need to try and take action for yourself. Okay?
Yeah. It's just really hard to find any decent housing around here. It's really dangerous, some of the slumlords they have around here. They're dangerous. I mean, it's certain what they get away with.
No, I know. But we do have to fall on our own accord sometimes. We have to do action for ourselves, too. And I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but I have to go. This is the end of the show, guys. I'm sorry to those who are waiting. You can always catch back up with me at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Mondays. I really appreciate everyone who was here, and I will see you next week.